You're listening to the FQXI podcast.
I think there are more important things to be worrying about than that, Brendan.
What's more important than a Michigan-based conspiracy involving death from space rocks?
How about death by the Higgs?
We're being attacked by the Higgs boson now. Why did we let those crazy scientists at the LHC make them in the first place?
It's even worse than that. Depending on the measured properties of the Higgs, such as the values of its mass, our universe may or may not be stable. If it's unstable, there's a chance that it will be replaced by a more stable universe, wiping us all out in the process.
Oh dear.
Oh dear indeed. Particle physicist Joseph Licken of Fermilab carried out preliminary calculations based on the data about the Higgs that we've got so far from the LHC, which is now temporarily shut down. And the news, as he announced at the AAAS meeting in Boston in February, is not good.
My name is Joe Licken. I'm a particle theorist at Fermilab, and I do theory research, usually on the Higgs boson. We believe that there is an energy field that's everywhere that you can't see, that's invisible, called the Higgs field. And we believe it's that energy field that gives other particles mass. So since it's invisible, it's kind of hard for us to do experiments on it. But we know from quantum mechanics that if you have an energy field, it should, at subatomic level, it should be quantized. You should be able to kick out a particle from that energy field. This is the same thing we do with electricity and magnetism when we produce photons, which are little bundles of electromagnetic energy. So we were trying to do this with the Higgs energy field for a long, long time. We finally succeeded last year in doing it at the Large Hadron Collider. So we're making Higgs bosons, which are particles, and they're made out of this energy field that we believe exists everywhere.
And so if this field kind of changes its properties or changes its values suddenly, it could make the vacuum unstable. Is that the idea?
That's right.
It could actually make empty space could be unstable.
That's right. The empty space that exists out there in the whole universe could be unstable. And what I mean by that is it's just a question of energy. If for some reason there's a lower energy state than the vacuum that we live in, then eventually the universe will try to get into that lower energy state. And it could happen spontaneously just through what we call a quantum fluctuation somewhere out in some distant galaxy. But once that happens anywhere, it will then be energetically favorable for that little bubble of the better vacuum, of the lower energy vacuum, to keep expanding at the speed of light until it fills up the whole universe.
And so how can you have a vacuum that is at a lower energy state? Because I guess when we talk about the vacuum, we usually think about it being empty. We usually think about it as being sort of the least interesting kind of configuration of anything, that there isn't anything sort of more basic or with less energy than the vacuum that we usually talk about. So how can we talk about another region of vacuum that's kind of even more of a vacuum?
Yes, this has to do with one of the big conceptual changes that's happened in the modern times, which is the realization that the vacuum isn't empty. If the vacuum were really empty, then this question I'm talking about wouldn't really mean anything. But the vacuum isn't empty. In particular, it has these energy fields in it, and they're interacting with each other in a complicated way. So there's actually a complicated physics question. There's a bunch of related things that you have to understand at a subatomic level in order to understand what the properties of your vacuum are and whether or not there's another vacuum that we want to get into.
And so you mentioned that this more stable vacuum could appear somewhere else. It could appear in another galaxy or another part of the universe. But if that does happen, it's going to be bad news for the rest of the universe. So can you sort of describe what exactly would happen? Would this sort of this bubble just kind of grow outwards and just kind of kill us all? Would we notice it? Would it happen so quickly that we wouldn't even notice anything? We'd just be dead? You know, what would we see in that case?
Yeah, so the bad news is once this bubble forms of a particular type and a particular size, there's no stopping it. It will expand to fill the entire universe. But there's several pieces of good news. One is that it's very difficult to make this bubble. There's an energy barrier between us and the other vacuum, even if there is another vacuum that we want to get into. And that's why it won't happen for billions of years, because it's a very unlikely sort of thing to happen. Another piece of good news is you won't have any warning. You won't notice it. It's coming at you at the speed of light. And so you might as well not even worry about it, because we'll have no idea that it's even happened. It will leave behind a new universe, which, who knows, might be better than the one we're living in. From the calculations we're doing now, it doesn't actually seem to be the case. It looks like the new universe will be more boring than the one we live in. But maybe those calculations are wrong. This is all preliminary stuff.
So let's talk about those calculations. What exactly are you looking into, and how does it relate to the properties of the Higgs boson that have been measured so far at the LHC?
Yes, so some of my colleagues set up these calculations many years ago, and they're quite complicated because the Higgs, of course, talks to all the other elementary particles in order to give them mass. So this calculation involves not just the Higgs boson, but the properties of all the other elementary particles and forces that we know about. So it's quite a challenging computation. But my very smart and dedicated colleagues have set this up over the years, and all they were missing was one number, and that number was, what is the mass of the Higgs boson? And you can't complete this calculation until you know that number. Well, since last year, we actually know that number. It's 126 GeV in the units that we use. And so we can do the calculation, and what's really fascinating is that we find out not only that our vacuum is unstable, but that we're right on the edge of instability. That if the Higgs boson mass had turned out to be even a few percent heavier, we would be living in a stable universe instead of an unstable universe.
Okay, so I guess that calculation has been done. So there's no hope that further sort of future runs at the LHC might refine our understanding of the Higgs, and maybe we'll find ourselves actually in the stable region. It's just, you know, just that's it. We're in this sort of unstable area.
Well, when I say it's preliminary, it's not because we don't know how to do the calculation, but the calculation is very sensitive to the values of certain parameters like the mass of the Higgs boson. So we do need to measure those more accurately. It also depends on whether there are other kinds of particles around that we need to include in the calculation. So for example, one thing that I'm looking at now with my collaborators is what happens with dark matter. Dark matter exists, we think, and we think it's made of particles. And the calculation I'm talking about does not take dark matter into account because we don't really know how to do that yet. So that's a big caveat, is it might be that in the end, dark matter might save us from this fate.
Okay, so what next now? Are you just going to have to wait for the LHC, which I think has sort of stopped running at the moment, to start running again to collect new data?
Yes, I think we're in a period now where we're waiting for the new data, and it's a time for us that do theory to think about what are the consequences of what we've already learned. So this is an example, this vacuum stability, of a theoretical idea that was around for a long time. But now, by putting in the data, we find out that it's really a much more interesting question than we had thought, that we're actually right on the edge of stability for some reason that we haven't explained. So I think there are a lot of big questions like that we're going to be thinking about for the next couple of years, and it gives us plenty to do while we're waiting for the new data.
Do we have any idea why the universe would be in this particular configuration rather than having started out in the more stable kind of vacuum in the first place? Is it just something to do with chance? Is it something particular to do with the way the Higgs had to be? Could it have been another way?
That's a very good question, and it's another thing that a lot of people are working on right now, which is what happens when you wind the clock backwards of the Big Bang, and you ask what was happening with the Higgs boson in the very early moments of the Big Bang. It was a different situation from what we have now because it wasn't just the vacuum like we have it now. The universe was very hot, and a very hot universe is a different kind of physical system than the cold universe we see now. So the Higgs boson may have been doing very different things in the early universe, which might explain how we ended up in the wrong vacuum, but that's something we're trying to investigate now, and it involves everything we know about cosmology in a way that's really very challenging for us theorists.
That was Joseph Licken talking to Zia.
And he also failed to reassure me that we're not all going to die.